So a government majority of one after the suspension of two Green Party TDs, Nasa Hourigan and Patrick Costello, from their parliamentary party for voting with the opposition over the National Maternity Hospital. The leader of the Green Party, Eamon Ryan, says the sanctions are right and appropriate.
Our chief whip, Mark O'Cahasey, under our rules, came to the parliamentary party. That was his recommendation. It was agreed to by consensus. We're in a very strong and important position in government. We have real responsibility to deliver the programme for government, which is very green and which I believe is going to be good for the people of this country. And in that, that strength comes when you're strong in government, working with your coalition partners, when everyone votes with government. For that reason, and it was with regret, we had the chief whip came and the parliamentary party agreed that we should suspend two members who hadn't voted with government.
Eamon Ryan also says the matter was an internal party one and that no one from any other party came to them to discuss it, although he added that he did inform the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach yesterday afternoon about what his party was likely to do.
No, I mean, I talked to Taoiseach and Taoiseach most every day and obviously informed them yesterday of what we were likely going to be doing. I talked to them both earlier on in the afternoon, but as I said, they understand, as we did when you know, Fianna Fáil had a problem, they lost one of their members. You kind of you work in coalition on the basis of trust, and each party manages its own affairs. I think it's a well-functioning government. There's trust between the three parties, and I think they gave us room to manage what they knew we had to manage.
That's the Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, is with us. Day one of governing with the minimum of majorities. How's it going so far, Micheál?
Well, I think you can see already, Gavin, that the pressure is going to come on those cost of living issues. There's a protest at the gates of Leinster House and Leaders' Questions was dominated by that issue and reference to that slim majority that government has now. Mick Barry, the Socialist TD, saying that losing two TDs could be the least of the government's worries if that issue isn't addressed. The Taoiseach giving a fairly robust response and saying there was no prospect of problems arising from that slim majority, and the opposition didn't have any ability to come together and form an alternative. I suppose that is the political reality, notwithstanding what has happened. But the very fact that it's being mentioned and in the context too of the cost of living ongoing issue that government are looking at and are under pressure on, it is significant, and it does show a degree of weakness compared to the point that government were at yesterday when they did have two more people on their ranks for all votes.
We'll talk about cost of living and leaders in a moment, but how stable is this government?
I think it is stable because if you look at the words that were used by Patrick Costello and Nessa Harrigan in the lead up to last night's vote, and in Patrick Costello's case after the vote, they were of the soothing variety. You look at other things too. You look at their places on committees, on Oireachtas committees. Now, if there's an acrimonious breakup between a politician and their party, well, they're booted off those committees fairly swiftly indeed. That hasn't happened here. So for all those reasons, it would seem that yes, they are outside the fold, but perhaps not far outside, and maybe their support can be counted on to an extent in the period ahead. But of course, if there is a crisis, if there is a controversial vote, maybe someone outside the fold, obviously enough, isn't to be relied on as much. As well as all that, there is those number of independent TDs that government would look to, perhaps four or five people. So I think there is a degree of stability there, but at the same time, there is a political environment that is set to get worse for government, and that relates to cost of living, and again, the dominant issue today.
The Dáil's Leaders' Questions debate took place in the past hour, as you said, included the Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader Leo Varadkar being questioned by Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Piers Doherty on the cost of living crisis. Let's hear some of it now.
There's no doubt that the cost of living crisis is reducing the living standards of low and middle income households right across the state. Inflation in the last 12 months to April has been reached now over 7%, and that's the biggest spike we've seen in prices in over two decades. Workers and families cannot afford any more delay or inaction. They are looking for government to respond to an unprecedented challenge in their homes and their lifestyles and their cost of living crisis that they are facing right here, right now.
We are facing a cost of living crisis. Inflation is at levels that we haven't seen for a very long time. People are feeling the pinch, and it's more than a pinch. A lot of people are struggling to make ends meet. I'm a little bit disappointed in your question, because there was no acknowledgement in it at all that the government had done anything to help people with the cost of living. And I think that's not fair.
That's Leo Varadkar. Before that, Piers Doherty. Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent, still with us. Still 6 months to go to a budget. We're facing six more months of this, aren't we?
Yes, I thought it was very interesting at the end of that contribution and that exchange with Piers Doherty, the Taoiseach, saying once again that many issues were outside government's control. But he said there were things like public transport and the cost of that and childcare that perhaps are within its control, and that it is working on proposals in those areas. And I suppose the question then arises, are they proposals that will form part of the budget, or could something happen before the budget? I think the political aim or strategy within government up to now was to try and perhaps keep any further measures and financial supports until the budget. But could that change? Could it be necessary given the changing climate?
Micheál, just before we let you go, we were speaking to Forsa, Kevin Callan from Forsa, just before we talked to you. Calls for pay claims. He wouldn't specify an amount, but many of his delegates were willing to put amounts on that, some as high as 30%. Those calls are going to grow louder.
Those calls are going to grow louder. I think within government there is a feeling that perhaps the pay deal or the new agreement is likely to be a one-year one, and that it could be concluded fairly swiftly, perhaps within a matter of weeks. If that were to happen, I suppose it would ease some of the political pressure. But making that happen and getting there, judging by what was said in Killarney this morning, again, is a difficult one. And it shows, again, the kind of pressures that are on government, and there will be questions, I think, on an ongoing basis now from the opposition parties about its cohesion, given its numbers. One thing that was notable, too, from the earlier comments from Eamon Ryan when he was asked about were there pressures from the two bigger parties in government, yes, around discipline, and to make sure that it was a strong punishment, if you're to use that word, and he's saying it was the Greens' decision alone. I think there's no doubt that's true, but equally there was a feeling last night after that vote from many in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael that it would have to be a strict enough punishment to ensure cohesion, to ensure that people would not drift offside on a regular basis on Dáil votes.
Micheál, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.